Well, I mean, so far very little response because, of course, the report isn't out very long, so people are still digesting it. The government has to study it. Both the Taoiseach Enda Kenny and the Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, have said they won't respond immediately until they have studied it. There's some talk that the Foreign Minister, Eamon Gilmore, might say something later in the afternoon, so we await that. So far, only been, you know, reporting of it as distinct from reaction to it. There was one victim of abuse in the Dublin Diocese, a lady called Mary Collins, said it proves the need for the government to introduce mandatory reporting. But apart from that, as I say, very little reaction so far, so we still await that.
You have read through the report. What impression has it given you? What would you see as the decisive issue within this response?
Well, I mean, the first thing is, I suppose, is an overall comment. The report is lengthy, well-considered and forensic. And it is also polite in tone, because given the very provocative nature of some of the comments made by some politicians here, the Vatican could have been forgiven for responding in kind, but it didn't. And so let's hope that the government response isn't provocative, despite the lack of provocation in the Vatican's response. So that's an overall point I'd make. And it absolutely begs a proper read and a proper study from anybody before, as I say, they give a hasty reaction. Now, to me, the decisive point in all of this, actually, and this was, seems to be what caused the attack in the Vatican. I mean, obviously, there's an awful lot of anger at the Church generally because of the mishandling of the clerical sex abuse scandals, OK? So there's understandable anger. And a lot of people reacted favourably to the overall anger expressed in Enda Kenny's or Taoiseach's speech. But the Vatican obviously had to respond to the specific charges made against it, and that's the main purpose of this document. And to me, the most important part of the whole thing has been the proper interpretation of a letter back in 1997 that was sent via the Office of the Papal Nuncio in Dublin to the bishops, and it was conveying the response of the Congregation for Clergy, which at that point was under Cardinal Hoyos. And it was a response to the Irish bishops' 1996 guidelines on the child protection issue. And this, it seems to me, is the letter that has caused a lot of the anger that's been directed specifically at the Vatican. And it seems to be this letter that has brought about the accusation by the Irish government that the Vatican interfered in the law of the land. Now, to me, an objective reading of that letter says there's only one possible passage in it that could be charged in that way, and that is where there's a reservation expressed by the Congregation for the Clergy about mandatory reporting. But here's the thing. There is no law in Ireland that requires mandatory reporting. And in fact, back in 1997, among those who were in power was Enda Kenny, our Taoiseach. He was in that government, and that government considered mandatory reporting and it decided not to go ahead with it. And one of the reasons was because it might rob somebody of their right to their good name if it was, for example, a frivolous accusation made against them that a person has the presumption of innocence. So in other words, the Vatican's reservation about mandatory reporting was shared by the government, and indeed no subsequent Irish government has introduced mandatory reporting in all the years since 1997. And it is only now in the last month, post the Cline report coming out, that the government is finally getting around to some version of mandatory reporting. Therefore, what law was the Vatican interfering with? And the answer is, it wasn't. And that is the key point, because the Irish government made a very, very serious charge against the Holy See, as I say, that it interfered in the law of the land. But if you actually try to find, well, what law? There's no law that it interfered with.
Do you think that this essential element will actually be picked up on in reporting on this response? Do you think the people of Ireland will actually get it, so to speak?
Well, an awful lot of that depends on how it is reported in the Irish media and who is reacting to it. I mean, I notice already, I mean, I know you can't put too much stock in this, but if you look at blogs and on Twitter and so on, if you ask people, well, what law, you know, that the Vatican interfere with, they accuse you of being pedantic, which to me is an incredible thing when the specific allegation was that the Vatican had interfered in a particular law. So, I mean, I just hope that people will realise that this is a response to a particular set of charges, that the response actually does, you know, fully face up to the fact that the Church in Ireland, as elsewhere, handled, you know, these cases very badly in the past, but it is a particular response to a particular set of charges, and I hope that is how it will be read. But who knows? I mean, the coming days will tell. as to how they will respond and whether they'll actually respond to what the document actually says, as distinct from how it's reported or what people think it says.
As you pointed out there in your answer, David, this is a specific response to specific accusations. It cannot, however, in any way be considered a response to the overall problem, which has plagued the church now there for many, many decades. And indeed, it's not an end to this issue. We know that there are other reports due to be published in Ireland, if I'm not mistaken. The Rafoe report could also be coming out soon. Where do we go from here, David, as a commentator of religious affairs, as a Catholic, mm-hmm. as an Irishman?
Mm-hmm.
Can we take much more of this in the church in Ireland? And where do we go from here?
Well, you see, the average Catholic obviously is incredibly disappointed by the leadership of the Irish Church because of how they have handled these scandals in the past. And it is mainly in the past. Like, even with the Cloyne report, it acknowledged that of the 19 or so cases that it looked at, all but two were historic. And it's important to say that too. But obviously there's huge disappointment among, let's leave aside, people who don't practice anymore, leaving aside mass going, just talking about mass going Catholics, there's obviously huge disappointment. I mean, personally, I think that, the anger is going to continue for quite a while yet, because, as you say, there's various reports to come. Now, these are not official government reports. These are reports that have been compiled by the bishop's own National Child Protection Office. Now, that's independent and has a good, strong reputation that people respect. So these reports will be coming from it. I think a great deal is actually going to depend on how the Vatican responds to the apostolic visitations that took place earlier this year.